This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد. Now this hadith that we have in tonight, inshallah ta'ala, is one of those beautiful hadith in which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم connects with the ummah beyond his time, صلوات الله وسلام عليه. He's showing his love for his ummah صلى الله عليه وسلم, for the living and for the dead. Hadith is number 1860. الإمام النووي رحمه الله تعالى قال وعن عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خرج إلى قتلى أحد فصلى عليهم بعد 8 سنين كالمودع للأحياء والأموات. In this hadith, عقبة بن عامر, he says, one day Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم went out and asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness for the martyrs of the battle of Uhud after 8 years. Like after 8, what does that exactly mean? That was in the last days of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one of those days when he was feeling ill and he knew that his time is coming up. So he took that short journey to go to the Battle of Uhud, the location of the Battle of Uhud. And he made dua to the shuhada, for the shuhada over there. He made dua for them, seek Allah's forgiveness for them. They said, كَالْمُوَدِّ الْأَحْيَاءِ وَالْأَمْوَاتِ, as if the Prophet ﷺ is predicting that this is it, he's leaving right now. And he is going to be bidding farewell for both the living and the dead. قَالَ ثُمَّ طَلَعَ إِلَى الْمِنْبَرِ, when he came back from Uhud, he went straight to the member and gave his talk. فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنِّي بَيْنَ أَيْدِيكُمْ فَرَطٌ وَأَنَا شَهِيدٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, it seems that by so doing, he bid farewell to the living and the dead. He then came back, rose on the minbar, and he said, I shall be your farat, which means I'm going to be the one who goes ahead of you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I'm going to be the precursor that will go ahead of you, and I am a witness for you before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, look, I'm going to pave the way for you. What was he telling the ummah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That I'm leaving. Like, expect that I'm leaving. But don't worry, I'm not leaving you, I'm just going ahead of you. I will pave in the way for you. So he said, Ana faratun, and I will be there waiting for you, shahidun alaykum, I'll be the witness for you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, I will plead for you with Allah azza wa jal. As if he's trying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's trying to ease the pain of loss, of his loss for the ummah. Because when you know the Prophet is gone, it's just like, it's so difficult. And that's what happened to them, radiallahu anhum ardahum. But he's just trying to ease that transition. He goes, look, I'm not leaving you, I'm just going ahead of you, and I'll be the witness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your goodness. قال, وَإِنَّ مَوْعِدَكُمُ الْحَوْضِ. He goes, our appointment to meet you at Al-Hawd. Al-Hawd is that pool that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The water comes from Al-Kawthar, the river from Jannah that springs from underneath Al-Arsh of Ar-Rahman subhanahu wa ta'ala, goes all the way down, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will be waiting for the ummah there, and he will be handing them from his own hand, salawatullah wa salam alayhi, a cup to drink from it. May Allah subhanahu make us among those who will receive that cup from his hand, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because just to let you know, not everybody will have that privilege and that honor. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith, he said that as he's waiting at Al-Hawd, when he's waiting there by that pool, he looks in the horizon, he sees a huge crowd. He says, Allahumma ummati, Ya Rab, this is my ummah. Ya Allah, make this my ummah. And as they're coming closer and closer, he realized that was Musa alayhi salam with Bani Israel. And then later on, he sees a bigger crowd. Qala Allahumma ummati, Ya Allah, make this my ummah, my people. And they come closer, he recognizes that this is his ummah. But then when they see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can you guys imagine the joy of seeing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that moment? What do you think people are going to do? They're going to be walking? They're going to be racing, wallahi. So as people are running towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unfortunately, suddenly, the angels will come between him and some of those people. And they will steer them away from him. Steering him away from him. To which the Prophet ﷺ will be shocked, and he will say, "Qala Allah, Ya Rabbi ummati, Ya Rabbi, these are my people, my people, my people." The angels will tell him, "Innaka la tadri ma ahdathu ba'dak." You have no idea how much they've changed after you. Like, they changed so much. They went far away from your path. That's what it means. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he just like was upset, and he goes, "Qala suhqan suhqan." Then they may be damned. If that's what they've done to themselves, then they deserved it. Subhanallah. You guys don't want to be among those people deprived of getting into the hawd of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Watch what you do. If you're not following the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you're following bid'ah and innovations and folklore and stories from the past, from our forefathers, if you're not following the sunnah, you're risking it. So here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling the sahaba radiallahu anhum, "Maw'idukum al-hawd." My appointment with you is at the pool. We meet you there. وَإِنِّي لَأَنظُرُ إِلَيْهِ مِن مَقَامِ هَذَا. He said, "I swear I can see it from here. I can see it from here," he said, when he was speaking on the member, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, he says, وَإِنِّي لَسْتُ أَخْشَ عَلَيْكُمْ أَن تُشْرِكُمْ. He said, "By Allah, I'm not afraid that you will associate anything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship anymore." Like after this, khalas, I know, alhamdulillah, you'll be safe. You're not going to worship anyone but Allah Azza wa Jalla. That's not what I'm worried about for you. I'm not for that you're going to commit shirk after me. وَلَكِنْ أَخْشَ عَلَيْكُمُ الدُّنْيَا أَن تَنَافَسُوهَا. I am just afraid for you that this dunya will be open for you, and you shall vie and compete for it. Like basically you're going to destroy each other over the matters of dunya. Sounds familiar, Jama'ah? Sounds familiar? Some siblings are fighting for these issues. Brothers and sisters boycotting each other over what? Inheritance. Piece of land, an apartment in a building. In-laws fighting over what? A gold that was given to them in the wedding. Bring it back. You don't deserve it anymore. Husband, wife fighting over what? Over children, for example, or nafaqa, money here and there, or divorce, whatever that is. Fighting for dunya. The Prophet said, "I'm not worried about you committing shirk. I'm worrying about you fighting for this dunya." And he says, "Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fatanafasuha." And another narration, he said, "Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fatanafasuha fatuhulikukum kama ahlakathum." And it will destroy you the way it destroyed her before you. Don't let the shaitan destroy us, a jama'ah. Wallahi, this dunya is not worth it. When do we realize it's not worth it? When we're about to die. That's when we realize, what am I getting out of this, subhanAllah? You're leaving everything behind. So please, my dear brothers and sisters, make sure you don't meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on that hawd and carrying the sin and the burden and the guilt of cutting ties with your brothers and your sister, your spouse and your in-laws and all these people. Don't do that. It's not worth it, wallahi. And the shaitan, he is desperate of having the ummah abandoning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala altogether. But he's happy to see us fighting over the dunya. That's his pleasure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from falling into that trap, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Any questions, Jama'ah? I think it was a long night for you guys. Khair inshallah. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.